Did you know? Were you alive yet? Were you born yet when these great grandparents were still alive?
No. Ben was my grandparent, which he was alive. And on my mother's side, her mother was living. One of the same, the Diddy, learns all of this.
Yeah.
She was on my mother's side. That's the only two grandparents that I remember. But when I was a boy, I would spend time up with my granddaddy's.
Is this, I mean, just to clear things up, is this the granddaddy that y'all moved onto their farmhouse?
Right, this is.
Okay.
And once a year, the Saturday before the first Sunday in August, they had what they call a graveyard cleaning. And everybody that had people buried there in the by cemetery, come over there, cut the weeds,
yeah,
fix stuff, everything.
Okay.
And of course, that's where I got to know all of these, where my ancestors were buried.
Yeah. So this sounds like a time where, we're still talking in Alexander City, right? Okay, these are the Gilliland and the Bass Cemetery, were these were the two prominent cemeteries in Alexander City?
No.
There were several others?
Yeah, there's several. Oh, the main cemetery, there's a city cemetery right downtown Alexander City. These are out. I reckon they started burying these old cemeteries before they did the city cemetery. Well, I know they did. Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say was it sounds like this, when y'all had the graveyard cleaning, the first Saturday before the Sunday in August, and it sounds like a time when all the people around that community can come together.
Yeah,
y'all come together.
Yeah, they all got together, and well, they just had a good time.
Yeah,
well, they worked, but they had a good
time. I'm trying to picture in my head all the folks, you know, who have people buried in the Bass Cemetery coming together. And was this a time where people, I mean, you said y'all would come together and have a good time, but was there like weeping? And
everybody had a moment. I reckon he went to their mother's grave or their sister's grave and had a quiet moment. But there
wasn't no, yeah, there was a time y'all could all come together.
Well, okay. Now, of course, it's hard for you to realize, but can you imagine Granddad in his 60s, mule and wagon, and me and my brother, and maybe one uncle, come 3 miles over that cemetery.
Yeah.
It made a whole day thing.
Okay.
And of course, this was families from all over that part of the county, you know.
Yeah. So this is how you were going to these cleanups, is how you were able to maybe trace your roots.
Right. Of course, on my mother's side, now she's over on the other end of the county. Because I mentioned part of this for a minute. Starting with the old Meadows that is in this subshop above the ground. I forget his first name. And then he had a son named Gilbert Meadows. And Gilbert Meadows had a daughter named Margaret, and that's my grandmother.
Okay.
And she married Richard Moore, which is buried there at Fishman. And then, of course, my mother, which is buried over in the Bison, so in the dead. Now, Gilbert married Becky Eden, which was my grandmother's mother. And her daddy was a Reverend Eden. He preached the first sermon ever preached there in the Fishpond,
yeah,
church.
So the church had a cemetery?
Yeah, that church had a cemetery, just a big cemetery. But that's the oldest. They have a get together, a singing, the first Sunday in May and it's been going on. I forget way back. It's the oldest one that part of the country.
Yeah. That kind of arouses my curiosity about, like, let's say back during the Depression when you were maybe a teenager, or you know, when you're about 10 years old. What can you remember about going to church? Or was there a church around the farmhouse?
Yeah. Now, where my granddaddy, where I spent a lot of time with my granddaddy. We're going to be up at his house. And they'd have a revival, we called them. They, back then, they called them a protracted meeting. Over at the...
A protracted meeting?
Yeah. Over at...
That's like a modern-day revival. Okay.
Over at the Methodist, Pearson Chapel Methodist Church. And... granddaddy hitch up his mules again. Aunts and uncle and all in the wagon with those tractor feet.
How long of a journey was this?
Oh, 30 minutes. I mean, it was a mile and a half.
About a mile and a half to the church, a 30-minute drive on a mule. All right.
Oh, I just happened to think of a story I can tell. When my daddy was courting my mother, he courted, you know, all he had was a mule and a buggy.
Right.
And she lived several miles, you know, from where he lived. And they'd go out on a date and come back. He'd start home. He'd just turn old Bill, that is his mule, you know, just turn him loose. And he'd take him home. When he stopped, he'd wake up, you know, he'd be home.
So the mule knew how to get home.
He knew how to get home.
He'd sleep on the way home and
he'd
let the mule drive.
And just by his,
put it on automatic pilot.
And one night he stopped, you know, and he started to get out. And the old Bill had got off of the road and was fixing to jump in a big old ditch.
The mule was about to jump in a ditch?
Yeah, and he woke up. I'd always jump in.
I bet. So, so just one night he was on his way home and the mule was about to jump in a ditch. That's funny.
Another little story my granddaddy used to tell. The corn crib was up back of his house, and he had a bird dog named Jack.
Well, what was that? A corn
crib?
Corn
where,
crib.
Where he kept his corn.
Okay.
Okay. And one morning, him and my grandmother was cooking breakfast, and got in and threw him up. No, Jack was barking up in the crib.
That was her dog?
That was her dog.
Okay. Just making sure.
And he kept on barking. He finally went up there.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but my tape's about to run off. Okay. And I'll let you finish. We'll start the story on the other side.
Okay. All right.